There you are, sitting on the couch, relaxing, watching that Seinfeld episode for the umpteenth time.
I'm out of here.
Happy Festivus.
It's Festivus. And,
ugh, a commercial. When there's an election ahead, it seems like shows are interrupted more than ever. Leading up to Illinois' last election, in November, they were coming nonstop. Remember this one from now Governor Bruce Rauner?
After 100 years of failure, Pat Quinn wants four more years?
Though the field of presidential candidates widens by the day, with the next election not until March, you'd think you'd be home free for a while. Not so fast. Rauner, a Republican, is in a battle of wills and political might with Democratic leadership, House Speaker Michael Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton. They're at odds over the budget, business practices, union rights, and more. It's been widely reported that Rauner is planning to once again win over the public using the strategy that helped him get elected, TV commercials. President Cullerton says the governor told him so last week.
He made it clear that in the next few weeks, he's going to launch a multi-million dollar negative ad campaign designed to demonize those who are standing up for the middle class.
So far, though, the airwaves are quiet. Federal records don't show any big media buys in major Illinois markets. Rauner was asked about it directly, but would only say,
I'm not sure where this speculation comes from. I'm not sure what the president's referring to.
He said you know what? We've told him that you were preparing an ad blitz against him.
We're not going to talk and speculate about messaging going forward.
The governor notes that Speaker Madigan's organization is already targeting Republican legislators with pamphlets in voters' mailboxes. There have also been mailers sent by the conservative group Americans for Prosperity knocking Democratic legislators for supposedly refusing to go along with property tax freezes. Even so, a blitz of TV ads is a lot more expensive and is seen in political circles as upping the ante. Democratic Senate President Cullerton says if Rauner goes forward with a barrage of negative ads, it'll make reaching a resolution even more difficult.
Nothing can be more damaging to the prospects of compromise than deploying these Washington, D.C. type campaign tactics, rather than working on bipartisan solution.
House GOP leader Jim Durkin seems to almost relish that now that the expensive shoe is on the other party's foot, so to speak.
For the past 20 years, Republicans have been outgunned, outspent, almost to the point of 2 or 3 to 1. I was outspent significantly this past cycle, so they're not used to this. So they can call it what they want, but the fact is, governor's going to do what he's going to do.
Say the ads do drop, and they're directed at Cullerton and Madigan. Negative ads are shown to be more effective than positive ones at swaying voters, but maybe not during the summer when TV viewing drops. There's also a risk they'll work too well and taint not just Democrats, but Rauner himself and every other Illinois politician. That's what Keegan Democratic Senator Terry Link's belief.
They're going to be negative on everybody, and nobody wins on that type of situation.
Maybe that thinking is why Rauner is holding off. Why, right now, you can watch an episode of Seinfeld or The Big Bang Theory or the local news without the interruption of campaign ads. Don't lose your TV remote just yet. Maybe he just wants to wait a while. One thing is for sure, cost won't be the determining factor. Rauner has $20 million in his campaign bank account ready to be spent, and there's more where that came from. For now, he's relying on a cheaper method. He spent Monday getting his message out in a round of TV and radio interviews. I'm Amanda Vinicky.